Now let's begin with Commissioner Mapps.
Say their names! 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 Say their names!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Will you help me with their names?
Sure, actually.
43 dead Portlanders this year alone.
Actually, this is exactly why we're here, and I think it's appropriate, as we try to do in many transportation spaces, to begin our event by reading off the names of people who have died recently in Portland traffic accidents.
Accidents, crashes, people drove those cars and killed people.
This is exactly why we're here today. And so let's begin today by recognizing and remembering our dear departed neighbors and friends. We have Penny. I think we're looking at, yes, I think this looks like some of the people from this year. I don't know if it's a comprehensive list. We have Penny, Tyler, Mary, John, Robert, Jason, Jonathan, Catherine, Robert, Stephen, Joanna, Danielle, Laura, Larry, Adrian, Lorenzo, Lorne, Adrian again, Jennifer, Travis, Wunsty, Cameron, Ryan, Jeannie, Seth, Hannah, Grace, Julie, and Seraphim.
Everyone beloved and missed and mourned.
You couldn't be more correct, and this is exactly why we have come here together today, friends. We are gathered here to remind the people of Portland about a dire threat to public safety. Portlanders need to know that our city is in the midst of an epidemic of traffic fatalities.
Under the direction of Mingus Mapps.
Last month, 13 people were killed on Portland streets and highways. That makes it the deadliest month that we have seen on our roads in the last 10 years. Now, this is part of a tragic trend. During the pandemic, traffic deaths spiked dramatically here in Portland. For example, as we have mentioned several times already, so far this year, 43 people have been killed in traffic accidents. That is a lot.
Motorists killed people! Motorists killed people! They don't passively die! Motorists killed them!
I appreciate
the notes. 43 people have been killed and traffic crashes.
Now,
that's a lot. In fact, today, traffic deaths in Portland are higher than they have been in the last 30 years. Now, please, if I could have a chance to come
you
and
acknowledge the truth that motorists kill,
we're here to talk about traffic. Traffic safety. Actually, what I'd like to do is to say this. As the traffic commissioner for the city of Portland, I want everyone to know it doesn't have to be this way. Traffic fatalities are preventable. Now, here in Portland, two factors are strongly associated with traffic deaths. These factors are speed and driving while impaired. Portland could cut traffic deaths in half today if Portlanders embraced just two common sense practices. Number one, don't speed. And number two, don't drive impaired.
Why are more people dying?
I hear your rage, I hear your frustration, and I share it. Which is why what I wanted to say right now is that I'm trying to educate people about the traffic situations and the traffic challenges that we face in the city of Portland. And there's something else